B-Pod Studios.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. Billy Joel, Big Shot. Let's find out what's happening with all these Hollywood big shots out there. LBF's got the dirty laundry ready to go.
Okay, well, you know what? I'm going to play you a song.
Yeah.
A little ditty.
Okay.
So you're going to be singing all day.
You think.
All right?
Okay.
I'm going to get to that in 2 seconds. But before that, be on the lookout, everybody. Because we have some filming going on in the Boston area. And it's kind of been like a dry spell because because of COVID. We had a couple of Leonardo DiCaprio sightings, but it was tough. Well, now in Provincetown, we have the fine folks from American Horror Story, scary show. Have you ever watched that?
I think we watched one season.
It's crazy. Well, they're going to be filming American Horror Show Pilgrim.
Oh, I like that.
And that seems scary.
Throwback, yeah.
So they started. The stars of those they're going to be down there now. They're starting on Monday. I'm hoping to see Sarah Paulson because she's the most famous person on that show. Mm-hmm. And also, she's very talented.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's that. And then in Lowell and Watertown, George Clooney and Ben Affleck are coming together for a movie called The Tender Bar. And
Is George Clooney going to do a really bad Boston accent?
No, he's not going to. If he didn't do it in The Perfect Storm,
he didn't do it.
He's not going to attempt
it
now.
Okay, good.
So the kid, his little twins are getting old enough to be annoying, so he's going on location.
To leave
them. Coming to Boston.
Is he actually in it, or is he just like directing it?
I heard that he might be in it. I heard that he's
directing.
He can't stay away. That camera loves him.
Well, what are you going to do?
I know. He's George Clooney. Why deny us his face?
Okay.
Anyway.
Maybe your husband Dave can put on that hat that makes him look like George Clooney. He can go be a stand-in.
I know. I make him wear that hat often.
Because he looks like George Clooney with it?
Dave Falcone kind of looks like George Clooney, and I'm not kidding.
Okay.
It's true, Bob.
I'm not going to argue with you.
You can't.
You think whatever you want to think.
All the people think it. It's
they
true.
Do. Okay.
And then they're like, why is George Clooney dating Sally Struthers? You think he could do better
than
that?
No, that's not what they say at all.
Yeah, they do.
That lucky guy.
So anyway, there's that. All right. So this is the person who got a dose for O-Medicine, Dolly Parton, the patron saint of everything awesome. She donated $1 million to
Moderna. Yeah.
And so they could find a vaccine fast. Well, yesterday she filmed it. She got the vaccine. And here's what she had.
That's what
to
a million
say.
Gets you, right?
Yep.
The shots. Okay.
So I'm very happy that I'm going to get my Moderna shot today. I even changed one of my songs to fit the occasion. Vaccine, 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 vaccine. I'm begging of you, please don't hesitate. Vaccine, 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 vaccine. Because once you're dead, then that's a bit too late. I know I'm trying to be funny now, but I'm dead serious about the vaccine. I think we all want to get back to normal, whatever that is. So I just want to say to all of you cowards out there, don't be such a chicken squat.
Chicken squat.
Get shot.
I'm just so glad that Dolly Parton is not a cult leader because I would follow her anywhere. I think she's all for good. She's just so lovely.
And she sounded good singing that, too.
Well,
she?
Yeah,
just
can you imagine? She just opens her mouth and it's like everything's right on tune.
Yeah, it's just perfect.
Yeah, so anyway.
Chicken squat. Okay.
Chicken squat.
Don't be a chicken
squat. Don't be a chicken squat, Bob
You heard
Robinson.
Dolly. You heard her. Well, anyway, high of 45 today. Partly sunny. We'll take it. Right now, it is 27. Brian.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.